Let's go to Paris and say bonjour to Inez Delacotera from ABC News, who's joining us live on the KRDL Newsline. Paris expecting a lot of business in the Airbnb business, as well as a famous singer is performing there as well. Inez, welcome to the show. Unpack this all for us today.
Bonjour. Yes, it's going to be a very busy summer in Paris. So there is the Taylor Swift concert, concerts, I should say, plural. She's having four concerts here. So the first was last night. There's going to be the Olympics, of course, later this summer, and D-Day as well. It's the 80th anniversary of D-Day. So that's going to be a big deal. You have President Biden, who's going to be coming over to France for that. He's going to be here in Paris, and then he's going to be heading up to Normandy. So a very busy summer when it comes to Taylor Swift. So, you know, we saw those fans lining up outside the venue last night, camping out overnight to try and get a good seat. Lots of Americans attending. So organizers saying that anywhere from 25% to 30% of audience members are Americans who've traveled. You know, tickets here are certainly not cheap, but they are a little cheaper than tickets in the U.S., so that's part of it. There are also Americans who just, you know, wanted to take advantage of the spring and turn it into a vacation and explore the city of Paris. The big headline when it comes to Taylor Swift last night was the fact that she performed her new music for the first time. So there were clips shared on social media, and Swifties very excited about that.
Yeah, she has such a repertoire. It's hard to imagine her stuffing in even more masterpieces from this latest double album that she had. And speak to us about the numbers, because it sounds like maybe the impact of Taylor's concerts might be even greater than the Olympics potentially.
Yeah, that's right. We're hearing that there are reports that they're expecting five times the amount of Americans to come over for Taylor Swift than for the Olympics. So that would certainly be, quite something. We are, of course, expecting a lot of Americans to come and people from all over the world to come for the Olympics. I will say Parisians, so just anecdotally, people I know in my friend group, they're leaving. So, you know, they're being very French about it and complaining already about how it's going to be a nightmare in terms of traffic and road closures and people everywhere and surge pricing. And so I know a lot of people who are trying to get out of town, people also trying to make some money because, there's a big demand, obviously, for apartments. And so I have one friend, for instance, who's been able to sublet their place for three times their rent. So we're seeing a lot of that as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. How's the city holding up, number one? And then number two, there's some contests going on right now for some of those Airbnb rentals this summer.
Yeah. So in terms of, the city very much bracing for an influx of, hundreds of thousands, maybe over a million people to come during the Olympics. And the city very much preparing for that. So and preparing just for the games in general. So you can't really go anywhere now without hitting into some kind of road closure or just, works being done on some kind of venue. The events are going to be held at iconic sites around Paris. So, there's going to be events at the foot of the Eiffel Tower, for instance. The opening ceremony is going to be on the Seine. They're racing to clean up the Seine because there's also going to be some swimming competitions held in the Seine. So things like that. And then when it comes to Airbnb, a really buzzy listing. So the Musée d'Orsay, which is a very famous museum here, there's that iconic clock there. They've set up a kind of room with a bed and they've decorated it very nicely. And Airbnb is going to be offering that up for one night for people to sleep there. And then they'll get to also watch the opening ceremony from there.
That would be really cool. I'd love to do that. And thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to the next one.
Thank you.